obviously this is not Bob. Uncle Bob is suffering under a migraine, so he's asked me to stand in for him, and we have lots of things to talk about this evening, particularly what's happening in the Ukraine and what's happening off the coast of Japan. We have stories of a 6.9 or 7 earthquake off the northern prefecture on Honshu Island, but that is only 70 or so kilometers from Fukushima. And if this is accurate, then we're looking at more disaster hitting the Pacific, because we know today the Japanese government and TEPCO agreed to empty all their storage tanks into the Pacific. The reason for this is that the storage tanks are now corroding, and a gentleman who was working on inspecting the storage tanks actually fell into one and was damaged and irradiated and eventually died. So we're looking at quite a serious situation. Further pollution of the Pacific Ocean, massive radioactive pollution, and that Pacific Ocean, of course, is on the verge of complete and utter collapse. We know that the sardine shoals for fish have disappeared. We know that particularly the bottom feeders like the stars and the crabs and what have you are disappearing. I mean, the crabs now, some crabs are turning up bright blue, which shows that they are actually absorbing this dangerous radioactive cesium, strontium, and all the other nucleotides that are being left to float into the Pacific Ocean by the Japanese. I mean, this disaster is becoming worse the longer it goes on. We really are suffering from a nuclear disaster 10 times worse than Chernobyl. I mean, it's creating absolute devastation in the Pacific Ocean as far as the wildlife and fish stocks are concerned. So then on top of this, of course, now we have the situation in Ukraine, and we know that 6,000 to 8,000 Ukrainians are trapped in the Davoltseva prominence, which extends into the Donbass region, but they're encircled. And my information is that although there is a ceasefire in progress, the Novorossiya militias have said, you know, we're not going to let these troops escape with all their weapons after the shelling and suffering that we've suffered. And according to the reports I've been reading, several convoys have tried to break out from this this prominence into the Donbass region, and they're being cut to pieces. These Ukrainian conscripts, who don't really want to be fighting and don't really want to be there, are being cut to pieces. And according to what I've been hearing is that the NATO troops and mercenaries which were assisting the Kiev forces have been stripping off their uniforms and trying to escape in civilian clothes. Of course, the Russian militias are well aware of this situation, and it looks like it's going to turn into an absolute debacle as far as Kiev and the puppet masters in the US are concerned. So we're now looking at another situation, a similar situation, with Victoria Nudelman going into Skopje, the Bulgarian situation and trying to create destabilization there, because Bulgaria has refused to enact sanctions on Russia. So it looks like the State Department is taking its ire out on Bulgaria too. But the whole situation is now collapsing. We know early this afternoon, about 2 p.m., Poroshenko got his family out of the Ukraine. They were boarded onto a private jet. We don't know the destination. All we do know is that they've fled the Ukraine, and apparently many of the parliamentarians are getting their families out too, because they know there is a backlash, a serious backlash coming from the people. I've also heard that the military have told Poroshenko to either, you know, settle this difference with the East, or he'll end up in the same condition as Gaddafi in Libya. So it's getting serious. I don't know how long this Kiev regime is going to last. I wouldn't think it's going to last very much longer. Anyway, if you have anything to say, your call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let's move on to this Japanese problem with Fukushima. Just recently, the Japanese have decided to restart several of their nuclear reactors. Obviously, they're short on electrical power on the island, having shut down most of the reactors. So, but almost immediately we get another earthquake, which puts these restarts in doubt. I mean, I just cannot figure why the Japanese are going down this route. It's nonsense. We know that the radiation has even reached as far as the California coast, the Alaskan coast, the Canadian coast, and is creating all sorts of problems with dying sea life washing up dead on the shores of those western coastlines. We're just being held as hostages to fortune by this nuclear industry, when there are alternatives available, and we know there are alternatives available. Seems strange that now that the coal-fired power stations have had all these extra regulations and rules and what have you placed upon them, many of them are going out of business, so much so that now many of the nuclear power plants in America are actually working above their rated capacity. I mean, the Savannah reactors in South Carolina, they're working at an unbelievable 124% of their rated output. And these old plants are being driven almost to destruction. It's crazy. It just blows my mind that the regulators could allow this to happen, when we know the dangers. I mean, if a coal-fired power station blows up, okay, there's a fire or two. But if one of these nuclear power plants fails, the devastation, the radiation, the danger to not just wildlife but the human life that's in the area is just beyond belief. Anyway, let's move on. We've got lots of other things to talk about. Now the European situation. Greece and the Troika and the EU. It looks like the Greeks are sticking to their guns, and good luck to them. The talks, according to my information, they've broken down completely. The Greek finance minister just rejected the proposals from the Troika, Germany, the IMF, and the European Central Bank. They are demanding that the odious debt, the debt that was produced by fraud with Goldman Sachs and their own previous prime minister, that they're not going to pay it. There's no way they're going to agree. It would look like that actually, before they agree to anything, the Greeks will actually move out of the EU. And we know that Russia now has offered them the red carpet, finance on much better terms than the EU. They've offered to reject the ban on imports of foods from Greece and resume imports. The Russian offer is so much better than the EU offer, that I'm surprised they're even negotiating with the EU. But of course, if this negotiation fails, then we're looking at a really difficult situation. Default on the debts, which will, of course, bring into force the credit default swaps, mainly issued by American banks. And this is $340 billion, money the banks simply don't have in reserve. And it's going to cause another crash in the market, even though the market is as fragile as it is. It'll cause as much damage across the pond as it does in Europe. The negotiations just came to a crashing halt, and the Greeks described it as an acrimonious end to the negotiations. So what are the central bankers going to do about this problem? We know what they did to Gaddafi when he started the gold dinar, getting away from the dollar and the euro. What's going to happen to Greece? Can we see another episode of war making in Greece? I can't believe that they would dare to go to war in Greece, but who knows? This seems to be the major effort now. Russia is doing deals with these countries. America is making war on the countries. I mean, who's going to win in the end? Seems to me that America is following the wrong path. However, looking at the situation again, a split appears to be coming into being between America and Europe over the Ukraine, and all power to Merkel, Holland, and Putin's elbow. They negotiated a deal which at least slowed the carnage in the Ukraine, but is it a lull to give America time to put in more heavy weapons and start it all up again? This nonsense is just amazing to me. I wonder what's really going on in the halls of Washington and London to keep this shower in place. I mean, it's disgraceful the way these politicians in the UK and the US are acting on this particular crisis. And the crisis, of course, we know was generated again by Victoria Nuland and $5 billion of your taxpayer money given to these rebels who overthrew the elected government of Ukraine, no matter how bad the elected government of Ukraine was, how corrupt, it was still an elected government and should have waited till the ballot box. But of course, America and NATO have always had designs on Ukraine to get on the doorstep of the Russian Federation. And, well, Mr. Putin, as far as I can see, is doing a wonderful job of holding back these people. He held them back in Syria. He managed to broker a deal there. He's holding them back in Ukraine. He's managed to broker a deal there. He helped to avert another takeover in Venezuela. So what is with this American government? It seems that we're being forced into a position, the Bretton Woods, you know, international reserve currency dollar situation, trying to force people back onto that situation. And more countries are breaking away than the American military can invade. So things are going backwards. They're getting worse. They're not getting better. We need to get some leaders in there in the upcoming elections in the UK and the US who have some brains. They seem to go off on this highfalutin agenda without thinking all the way through the consequences of the changes they're trying to bring about. And now it looks like Ukraine will be a failed project for Victoria Nuland and the US. I believe the 6,000 to 8,000 troops that are trapped are in danger of either being wiped out or walking out without their weapons. And that will be the end of the Poroshenko experiment. And of course then the Ukrainians will go crying with their caps in hand to Russia to try and get off the ground again, because the Russians take most of the economic output of Ukraine in imports. I mean, it's been a total disaster. The Ukrainian currency is worth only about 20% of its previous value before this debacle of just over a year ago. People are getting desperate in Ukraine. Looks like there is in the offing a military counter coup against this puppet government that the EU, NATO, America, Britain's put in there. And I wonder what repercussions will come from that. What will be the consequences of this massive failure? Now we learn, and let's change the subject. Look at the oil wars that's going on. We've seen the oil drop down by almost $70 from its high, and it's now running at about $51-$52 a barrel. What we're looking at also is that now Libya, because of the situation.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. I'm John, the Caribbean critic, standing in for Bob, who's poorly at home. Your call-in number to the show is 0800-313-9443. That's 0800-313-9443. And listening to the break there, I was struck by the news on Obamacare. Now, it's come into my attention that actually now the Democrats are running scared of this Obamacare because the people who cannot afford Obamacare but don't fall into, you know, the super high premiums of Obamacare, but do not fall into those who can expect a subsidy, will now be expected to pay huge IRS fines. And of course, this is frightening the Democrats to death. They're middle class, lower middle class, and working class supporters are going to be hit hardest by these Obamacare. They're now asking for changes to the Obamacare to make it less draconian in its actions. I mean, people will have their homes seized, their property seized, their wages garnished, when these IRS fines come in. And that ain't going to endear the folk to the Democrat Party. The Democratic Party, should I say, because they're not really Democrats, are they? They're just Democratish. But anyway, so the Democrats are being overruled by the repugnants, the Republicans, yeah. And we see this pretend internal fight in the Congress. But however, we now see the solidarity of the Democrats slipping away. And this doesn't bode well for the 2016 election. We know who we can blame for this debacle called Obamacare, or the Unaffordable Care Act. We see lots of people scurrying about in the background trying to get these changes made to the act to alleviate some of the more draconian expensive measures. But who knows whether the House will go along with these people now that the Republicans have a majority. They could make this stick and really create a problem for the Democrats in the upcoming election. So who knows? Who knows? And that takes me on to, of course, the greatest scam on earth, which is, of course, global warming. And we're looking at least 14 years of cooling and now severe winter in the Northern Hemisphere, in America, in Britain, in northern parts of Germany, even down into the southern part of Ukraine, Poland. All these northern European states now are being hit really hard with temperatures we haven't seen for 40, 50, sometimes 70, 80 years. And this isn't global warming. This is the climate is changing. So what? It's always changed. We're looking at a sun that provides most of the heat going down into a minimum of energy output, usually referred to as a maunder minimum. That's not absolutely certain that it's going to be entering the maunder minimum yet. But certainly it looks like it.
The Bob Justin Show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's
888-311-4311. Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. I'm John, the Caribbean critic, running the show. Bob is sick, poorly ill. He's at home with a headache, a migraine, a real bad one apparently, so he's resting. The number to call, if you want to voice your views and opinions, it's 0800-313-9443. That's 0800-313-9443. Okay, let's continue with the Obamacare. What we're looking at now, since the end of January, is the IRS beginning to fine those who haven't obtained a compliant health insurance, Obamacare compliant health insurance, which have been massively increased in price. You know, $12,000, $14,000 for a family of four. That's a big chunk out of the average American salary of $48,000. A huge chunk. It's a quarter. There's housing to take care of, there's other insurances, car insurances. This is a recipe for disaster. We know that the American population have been robbed of their wealth. Robbed. They've been assaulted for their wealth, in fact. And, of course, we're now looking at all these store closures and layoffs because of the store closures. We're looking at layoffs in the oil industry because of the false positive of cheaper gas prices. But, of course, that means that the government takes less in tax and the oil companies make less in profit to fund further exploration. And it hasn't made much difference to the average American, because the average American is already tapped out. It's a total disaster. And I can see that things within the next few months are going to get really, really serious. I believe that the administration and these money junkies at the top know that the situation is desperate. That's why they are so serious about getting another war going. We know they're serious about getting a war going with ISIS, this fabricated unit of men who are supposedly ISIS. Well, we know they were trained in Jordan by British military and American military special forces and shipped over the border into Syria. These people have been funded, armed, trained, and sent into battle against the ordinary people of Syria and Iraq. And now America, having created the problem, now offers the solution. Another war. Good grief. Oh, do they think we're that stupid? Well, it seems to have worked in the past, but I don't think it's working now. Most Americans, I believe, are absolutely against any major war again in Iraq, Syria, because it ain't going to end in Iraq and Syria. There are people from several countries fighting these so-called ISIS, and they're not winning. ISIS continues to gain ground, maybe because the population of Iraq don't really like their American puppet government in Baghdad and are changing sides. That Ramadi air base, Al-Assad air base, that was supposedly surrounded, when all the dust had settled and the fighting had finished, the opponents of the 320 Marines stationed there, those opponents were found to be wearing Iraqi army uniforms. I wonder why. You have to ask yourself, why were these fighters going after the Americans in this military base wearing Iraqi uniforms? Maybe they were Iraqis themselves. America is no longer welcome in Iraq. America is no longer welcome in so many of the Middle Eastern countries. America isn't even welcome in Britain and Germany and Italy with its military bases. The situation is getting too dangerous. Europe has had two world wars fought on its front lawns, and we don't want the third one. And this is, it seems to me, that America is pushing this third world war to be fought again on Europe's front lawn. And no wonder Angela Merkel and François Hollande were over in Minsk trying to convince the puppet Poroshenko to have a peace deal, because we don't want another war in Europe. There was a story out on Global Research where apparently one of the American negotiators there was saying that, well, Russia's missiles cannot reach America. Well, I think those Satan missiles with 10 nuclear independently targeted warheads can reach everywhere in America. This needs to calm down. You know, let's get some real calm heads on our shoulders and start talking, because the only one that's doing any talking is Putin. He's the one that's making these deals to try and calm things down. And America, I'm afraid, is spiking those deals and trying to heat things up. This is nonsense. You know, do we really want to wait until the mushrooms start sprouting all over America and Europe before we call a halt to this nonsense? Because that's the inevitable outcome of this this rush to demonize and make war on Russia. They're not going to sit there and allow it to happen. I mean, their absolute breaking point would be Ukraine joining NATO. That is a no-no. That's a red line that Russia will not allow the Ukrainians and NATO to cross. It ain't going to happen. Not without serious, serious consequences. So, we're looking at a real problem. Oh, we have a caller on the line. Mike from Minnesota. Are you there, Mike?
John, how you doing?
Not so bad, young man. How are you?
All right. Thanks for taking my call. I'm so glad to speak to you. I've been listening to you for some time now on the show, so it's good to see you're doing it, you know, standing up for the plate, man, you know, for Bob and that. Our question is, this Greece thing and that is 200, 300 some billion, what have you, of U.S. banks. Now, say that thing falls apart that way, are we looking at seeing things dramatically change, like, quickly, if something like that happens on, you know, our side, you know, with not only major banks, but I'm talking just banks in general, because my guess is it's not only the major banks who've invested in all this, but bond fund companies, mutual fund companies, AIG, you know, so on and so forth, that people have their 401ks invested in. You know what I mean? I mean, because
this spreads throughout the system. You look at credit default swaps as, if you like, an insurance policy. And if Greece defaults on their payments for these loans, then the credit default swap will be activated, where those who've contributed to the funding of Greece can go to these banks who sold them these credit defaults and say, give me my money back. And so the whole of this $320 billion will fall on the various people who bought these credit default swaps and bonds. Yes, I mean, we know, for example, that because of the way this thing is working, we've seen some failures already. The largest bank in Austria has gone bankrupt, because it was heavily involved in loaning Greece money, and they haven't been getting any of the money back, but they haven't issued any credit default swaps yet, even though the Greeks have obviously defaulted on the loans. I think the banks will prevaricate as long as they can before they admit that it's a default. But eventually, if they don't admit that the Greeks have defaulted on these loans, then the whole credit default system will come crashing down, and the banks will be in a whole heap of hurt.
I'm sure of that. It's not only that. You have these CAPRA funds, which is kind of like state and county's private little piggy banks for the retirements. But you have state governments that invest in this, because our country is really a corporation. It's not a country like, say, Colombia or Zaire or whatever, you know. It's a corporation. And you got county governments, state governments, and the federal government. All they have investments in all of this. And so this is not just affecting, you know, Joe Schmo Middletown America, but actually on a government level as well, because you have government employees whose pensions are invested in all of this stuff, whether they like it or not.
Yeah, well, as I say, as you said earlier, should I say, you know, your 401ks depend on this system being held up, but it's not being held up. It is on the point of collapse, as far as, you know, my information is that I'm reading, and reading between the lines. The Greeks are just not going to accept the terms that the ECB and the Troika are offering. That, you know, they're demanding that the Greeks stay debt slaves and pay off these loans for all of eternity, and it ain't going to happen. Syriza, who came into power on the promise of no austerity and what have you, are just not going to do it. The whole credibility is riding on this rejection of the Troika offers. They can't do it. It's political suicide if they do.
Well, I know one thing. Probably before tax day, whatever, April 15th, at least here, I think we're going to see some, not for the good, some extremely interesting occurrences, financially and otherwise, before the 15th of April. And we're halfway through February right now. I mean, things seem to be moving that fast.
Well, they're moving faster and faster. We're getting closer and closer to that final precipice, the collapse. And if you look at the things that are indicators, the Baltic Dry Index, which shows the amount of raw materials being shipped from nation to nation to supply manufacturing, that's down to a record low. So manufacturing isn't manufacturing as so, or they are, but at a much slower pace. There's five huge container ships anchored in just offshore of Hawaii. You know, if you're going to lay up your huge ship, what better place than off the shores of Hawaii to have a little vacation?
I'll tell you a little bit about that. I lived in Hawaii for 5 years, and one time Matson, which is the only company, the shipping company, that supplies everything to Hawaii. Well, there was talk in the paper that the Matson Shipping Company, the dock workers, were going to strike. And when that hit the paper, it had the same effect as though a Category 5 hurricane was coming in 2 days. The people ran to the stores all over the island and emptied the shelves like that. Because if a shipping strike happens, no, you don't get nothing for the mainland. No rice, no shoyu, you know, soy sauce, no spam, nothing. You don't get nothing. I mean, the fuel, vehicles, everything comes by ship. And the people panicked, and they just emptied the store shelves everywhere. It, It was something to see.
Well, the dock workers, at least the union dock workers, on the West Coast, Portland and what have you, they are actually on strike, but they're going into work and doing a go slow. So they're working to the exact rules that have been agreed. Oh, we're coming up to a break now. I'll have to let you go.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Bob Tuskin Show. This is John, the Caribbean critic, running the show for Bob, who's ill this evening. We're in the last few minutes of the show, and I want to continue the conversation that I had with Mike from Minnesota. The shipping, the Baltic Dry Index, and all these indicators, there are at least 20 container ships off the West Coast anchored offshore, ready to come into port to unload. And because of this strike stroke go slow by the dock workers, they're not being turned round as fast as they normally would be. So shortages will eventually occur. The Chinese, for example, have decided to withdraw 7 ships, 2 bulk carriers and 5 container ships, which now they are planning to break up and recycle all the steel into other projects. So we can see this slowdown all around us. The miserable sales in January from the stores there, the store closures, the redundancies, the layoffs. I mean, if you think, you know, the mainstream media is telling us, oh, the stock market is above 18,000, everything is wonderful. No, it isn't. That is a complete illusion. And the illusion of the stock market is being funded by the profligacy of the Federal Reserve Bank, pumping anywhere between $80 and $120 billion a month into the banks and the markets, and it still isn't having the right effect. It hasn't for the last how many years? 5? Since 2007, 2008? It's just not worked. And it ain't gonna work. You know, keep doing the same thing over and over again. It's the height of insanity. And some people have asked me, do I suffer from insanity? And I tell them, no. Insanity is quite enjoyable, thank you very much. So anyway, we're looking at a dire situation and nobody in the mainstream media is talking about it. Only people like Bob on the Bob Tuskin Show is telling you the truth, what's really going on. Now we're looking at a really dire situation, and it cannot last much longer. We're on the lip. In fact, we're probably over the edge of the precipice. Oh, I've got to go now, boys and girls. I can hear the music. My time's up. Cheerio and good night. Just as crazy ball is out of my time. Them crazy. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ball heads.
Another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.